afternoon and good night. This is Kinley
and Brooklyn,
and we are talking about catapults and trebuchets today.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, so we have some facts pulled up today about trebuchets and catapults. They were used in the medieval times
for war weapons. And how old is the catapult? The earliest catapults date to at least the 4th century BC with the advent of the Mongolian in ancient China. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. I can't say big words. A type of traction trebuchet and catapult. Early uses were also distributed to to a person in his war against the other people. So it was basically a war between this people and this person, and only one person got a trebuchet catapult thing, which is weird because both teams should have gotten that. Because it's not fair. Just one team getting the trebuchet.
So only one team got the trebuchet.
Doesn't that mean the team that got the trebuchet won?
Probably, because the trebuchet back then was a very powerful machine.
They threw dead animals and people with the Black Plague. We can talk about that on another episode, probably next one. Next time.
Yep. Yes, they threw dead animals that they did not need and dead corpse. That's what a dead body is. Yeah, dead corpse. And stones. And stones to throw at the walls and throw over
the kingdoms. Very rude.
Yes, very, very, very rude. I would not like that.
And someone was with a war with somebody else, and the other side had put the white flag, which means they surrendered, which means the other side had won. But the king had built his catapult finally, and he decided to just launch it. He accepted that they were retreating, but he wanted to launch it. It took the whole castle down, and there was just barely any remains left. Yes. As in, those things are powerful. If you lived in a brick castle, you would, and if you were right where that catapult, the
trebuchet would hit.
The trebuchet would hit, you would die.
I mean, you don't, the more bigger it is, the more pounds and stronger solutions it could hold.
And it is very big, which also means it can hold a lot. Because if it could hold, two or three dead bodies, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all did not know, the Mythbusters, you can find them on YouTube, they have an episode of that.
Where they built a trebuchet out of tape.
And
wood, but that doesn't count. It's mostly tape. There's no wood and screws. And they launched it. There was fire involved. We're not going to get into details, but there was fire involved.
Yes, so y'all can go watch that video.
That would
if
be
want
fun.
To.
There's no link. I'm sorry. You'll just have to search up Mythbusters trebuchet.
Yes. All right, can you tell us another fact? Has to go back to it.
How far can a catapult shoot? 500 to 1,000 feet, which is really long. Catapults can launch things a fair distance, 500 to 1,000 feet, 150 to 300 meters in common. It is surprising how much energy they can store. The gears are important because they create a winch. The winch allows a person to put a great deal of energy into the catapult over a period of time. So the catapult can hold a lot over a period of time.
Yes.
A really long time, too.
And it can shoot very far.
War's been on for a really long time, obviously.
Sorry if you can hear all this background noise, but
we were at school in the hallway.
But yes, catapults and trebuchets can shoot very far. I'm sure trebuchets can shoot farther. But the bigger the catapult or the trebuchet, the farther and stronger it can throw. So they're very powerful with everything. And at school, we actually built our own catapults. And it was very fun and a very fun experiment. And we only had limited things to use. So y'all should try that at home. It's very fun.
And you can measure the distance and take a track.
Yes. Our catapult went 23 feet.
Mine went 19 feet because we were on a different team.
Yeah, we split up into groups, and we heard one group went 33 feet, which is crazy.
Somebody threw that marshmallow.
Oh, then never mind.
Never mind. That was cheating.
Cheating.
But it's fine. They can have bragging rights. We know the truth.
All right. What is another fact?
What is how are catapults and trebuchets different? Because that's a big fact. We need to know that. Catapults generally use a large springy piece of wood, which would have been wound up, then give this tension to the wood, and then release the arm, pulls up, and hits the top, then releases the projectile, which is basically the ammo, like dead bodies and stuff. Trebuchets, in contrast, use a weight which pull down a lever arm, launching it into the air. So it's less difficult, it sounds like.
Yes, because trebuchets, you have to pull it back and then let go to launch it, to throw it. Trebuchets, they are launched by the weight. Because there's
just pure weight. It's basically like how if you play a string instrument, you know, a cello and a violin, they're held by tension.
Yes.
That's also weight. A certain amount of weight can let it go boom.
Yeah. See, the trebuchet has two ends that it holds. And, well, because it's kind of hard to explain. Because it's holding this pole that has on one end a bucket or, like, something to hold lots of weight. And on the other end is the catapult side, I guess you could say, is where it launches whatever you have in there.
Yeah. Crazy.
What is another fact?
Why are trebuchets better than catapults? This is honestly an opinion.
Yes.
We'll see what they have to say. Trebuchets have far greater range than catapults, so they're better to hit far range targets and are therefore more useful when you have more range to cover, like I said. They can also be much bigger and fire greater loads, making them all around more useful, except in areas where you need mobility, in which case the more portable catapult is your better option. So trebuchets launch things really good. Catapults are better to move around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say, in my opinion, I would have to agree with that because I think trebuchets are just a little bit more stronger. And I kind of started to think, if you had a catapult and trebuchet, same everything, except they're kind of different, but like same stuff that you're throwing and same maybe weight or height, the trebuchet is still always going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like just with height, distance, and strength.
It's just how the trebuchet is kind of made.
Yes, and the catapult... See, there's just kind of, it's a little bit more, I'm going to be honest, I would say babyish, which is what I would say, but that's what I think about it. Choking over here. Are you good, Kinley? She's drinking agua.
I'm sorry. I was choking in water, which is really weird. that's science. You can always look up science facts. This is not science.
Okay, those are all the facts we have for you today about the trebuchets and
catapults. So good night, good morning, good afternoon.
This was Kinley in Brooklyn.
Goodbye.